The UNICEF report says India accounted for more than 2 million of the 9.7 million children who died in the world before their fifth birthday last year. UN officials say that child mortality rates in India, as in the rest of the world, have declined over the last 15 years. But in India, this has happened slowly at an average rate of 2.5% a year. UNICEF representative in India, Gianni Murzi, told reporters in New Delhi Monday that India must do more to reduce child mortality.
With some way to go, and the pace of achievement need to increase over the next year. The world without India will not make the development goals. Therefore, there is a need for accelerating in the country this pace.
The UN has identified malnutrition as a major challenge in India and says it is the underlying cause of death among 50% of the children who die. Victor Arguayo at UNICEF in New Delhi says it is now recognized that malnutrition levels in India are unacceptably high.
Far too many children in India are being born with a very low birth weight, and the infant feeding practices in the first 2 years of life are suboptimal. Children are not always being breastfed in an adequate way, and children are not being provided with adequate foods.
The UN says India also has the largest pool of children who have never been immunized, about 9.5 million. These children are more vulnerable to diseases such as measles and diphtheria. The UN says pneumonia and diarrhea are other big killers. The UN reports some success stories. The number of children attending primary school in India is on the rise. About 84% of girls and boys between 6 and 10 are now going to school. More children have access to improved sanitation. India, a country of over a billion people, is today one of the youngest countries in the world. Nearly one-third of its population is under 15 years of age. Economists and developers have repeatedly stressed that India needs to provide far greater access to improved healthcare and education for this young population. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.